What's going on, everybody? This is your boy Henry, and I just wanted to welcome you to season three. That's right, three seasons we've been doing this, over 3,000 plays all time, 1,000 plays per season, and it's all to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Hope you enjoy what you're hearing. Peace. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Henry, aka TDA, the Devil's Advocate, and I'm back with the season finale episode of season three of I'm Just Saying the Podcast with Henry, man. That's right. You heard it right. Season 3, season finale. That's crazy. It's really been 4 seasons, y'all. That is kind of crazy. It really has been a full 4 seasons. Like, serious. Well, 3 seasons. We'll really be moving on to season 4 soon. I just want to personally thank each and everyone who's been rocking with me for this long. Wanted to personally thank each and every one of you who's been supportive, who's given me ideas. And shit, I even want to thank the ones who even stopped supporting me and stopped fucking with me. Salute to y'all, because without y'all, I wouldn't have had the motivation to continue and keep going. So I want to thank y'all, because without y'all, the motivation wouldn't be possible. But what do I want to talk about on this season finale, man? I don't know. I don't have a docket. It's the first time that I don't have a docket. So I don't have like a little checklist of what I will, what I won't do, what I will, won't talk about. Fuck it. Let's sum up the year. Last year. Did we start last year, the new season? No, I think the new season started this year. Yeah, it started this year. Sure did. This year has been crazy. It's been a crazy year for me. With everything, with work. Work is still crazy. It's still pandemic-y, if that's a word that I could get away with. It still feels like a pandemic at my job. There's still nobody here. There's still just, you know, just go on what was going on, which is nobody being here. But they said that should change next month. But then they've been saying that since last year, so who knows? All I know is I'm just here so I won't get fined. That's it. It's also been crazy in the crypto world, man. I thought I had a handle on this. I still think I do. But one thing I'm trying to figure out with the crypto and the stocks is, all right, say if there was a stock called I'm Just Saying, right? It's the name of the stock. I'm Just Saying stock. And then I will find out the information on I'm Just Saying stock. Like, I look it up. Or not even. I will be told about it or read about it somewhere. Somebody had mentioned it. You know, hear about it word of mouth. And then I'll do my research. And then I'll decide whether it's a go or not. What I want is, instead of, like, salute to my nigga Jigga, my nigga T's, and, you know, the Facebook and Discord groups that I am for info, to share info, chop it up with people about this crypto and stock stuff. If it ain't one of them informing me, or I'm skimming through something and I see a ticker name, I go look it up, I wouldn't know about the information to begin with, this company to begin with. What I want to work on is finding the companies. Like, finding the company, like, I don't know what it is, how I'm trying to word it, but I'm trying to be like, I don't want to discover it third or fourth, I guess. I want to go online, look at charts, look at information, and through the chart and information that I received, make a decision, oh, that's going to be the next thing. I don't want to wait to be like, yo, I heard this might be the next thing. Go do my research and see, because of the movement, it is going to be the next. I don't want that. I want to be able to out the gate. Oh, I know that's going to be the next thing. Hey, yo, we should go get that, y'all. So that's my new move, because I've come to the point to where I've learned the best way to limit my losses. I've learned the poker rules. There are definitely poker rules in the stock market. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk the fuck away. And then I know how to read candles. And I know how to project if something is in an uptrend or downtrend, which is the basic things you need to, you know, be successful in stock. I just don't know, which I'm going to name or label it, the discovery. If there's a new company tomorrow coming out called Blackbirds, you know what I mean? And they go, see, the only leverage I have is on Webull and Webull and Robinhood. I do get informed on things early. What I mean is, I will get informed that an IPO will drop next week. But we all know the rules of something dropping. If it drops on a Tuesday, you don't buy it on a Tuesday. You wait, because that shit is going to, unless you're trying to get a quick snipe, you could buy in on Tuesday for the jump, because it always jumps the first day. After the jump, that's when the shit goes downhill, and it goes downhill badly. Like very, very badly. Like very, very bad downhill. So you could do that, but what I want to learn is exactly going where to search for the new things. That's what I want to know. I want to figure that out. And then once I get there, off the information that I'm reading, boom, I can make a decision. That's what I want to do. But as far as stocks and crypto, what I've learned from crypto is, especially what I'm doing on Coinbase, is certain platforms, I only collect the coin that collects coins, if that makes any sense. Like, for instance, on Coinbase, Algorand, which is a crypto, you can earn 4% APY. You know, we've been in a bad state crypto-wise. It's been Bloody Mary. So, I mean, what's the hope? Well, if I'm going to be sitting there taking a loss, I might as well take a loss while earning, you know what I mean? On the back end, if that's the case, if it makes sense to you guys. But that's enough about crypto, man. What else has been going on for me this year that I want to continue? Oh, yeah. I went to the doctor. The eye doctor. I went to the medical doctor, dude. Clean Bill Health. I went to the eye doctor. And I'll be working on getting my contacts very, very soon. Once I get my contacts, I think I'm going to go get me another car. That's the only thing that's stopping me from driving a car, honestly, is my contacts. But once I get my contacts, I'm back behind the wheel driving. I don't give a flying fuck. And I might be out, like, on some G shit. Like, gone. Like, leaving New York City, because it's getting expensive for no reason. I might leave, like, I might drive like 2 hours away. I ain't going to hold you. If it's 2 hours, Albany is a whole lot cheaper and it's 2 hours away. If I could drive to the Bronx for 2 hours back, I'm thinking, like, if I got to be at work at 12 in the city, I can leave my house around 9 o'clock from Albany, drive down there, and leave my, you know, be there, get back home by, like, 10, 9, 10, you know, just so I could do whatever. But it'll be way cheaper, too, like, 10 times cheaper. 10 times cheaper. It could be somewhere closer than Albany that it might be 10 times. Unless Albany is 4 hours away. I could have the thing wrong, but that's what I'm thinking about. So my eyes are straight. My eyes are getting straight, so I'll be able to see perfectly. That way I could do my thing when I do my gaming. And speaking of, man, this gaming thing is, whew. This streaming thing is next level. There's a lot of communities that I was unaware of. Shout out to the gamblers out there. I was on the casino game and for a few hours, and I had like 40 viewers just sitting in there chilling with me. While I was on the blackjack table and listening, there's a lot of people who love the casino, enjoy the casino, enjoy watching other people do the casino. So, yeah, I got a few more simulation games too that I downloaded. I got one that I have to download before I forget. There's a new one I just came to Xbox. I don't want to forget. I think I still got the notification up. Actually, this one's supposed to be dropping this week, right? Oh, no. Oh, wait. This week? Is it this week? It might be this week or next week. I don't know. One's supposed to be dropping. The flight simulator joint. I definitely want that badly. I can't wait to start playing that. But yeah, it seems like I'm turning into a simulation streamer. Oh, what I'm doing though this week though, I'm doing campaigns this week. Unless I'm RPing, I'm doing story modes this week. And I'm going to start off with Red Dead Redemption 2 and GTA. I'm going to actually play the story, go through the story, see what's up. And see what's going on, man. And see how that works, man. Because these simulation games, strategy games, these games get a lot of views, man. And I'm just hoping to, you know, turn them viewers into subscribers. Again, shout out to, I forgot who he was, from all the way from the Netherlands, man. He's from the Netherlands. No way, Netherlands. He was literally, say he was by the Russian border. Salute to him. I think it was VMart TV. Oh, yeah, I think so. But one of the viewers who returned back to the stream later later on in the week, then subbed up. You know, T-Right2K subbed up. I have 3 subs this week. But the week goal I want is 5. So 2 more subs for the week. And we reached our weekly goal. And that's it. Oh yes, man. I've gotten into business with someone. As when it comes to my merch. So, I mean, besides what you see out there on the websites, I've made a business deal. Me and my business partner. We're gonna be basically doing it face to face, hand to hand, man. That's a fact. So you don't gotta go to the website no more. What's about? You can come directly to me. Get it directly to me. Gotta get it directly from me, man. So yeah, that's basically what's been up. My son graduated. You know, my daughter is on her way to graduate this year. Well, other kids are, you know, in their respective grades, but it's not like graduating time or something like that. So, you know, I respect it. I appreciate them having the same value for school that I do, especially my son. Like, I really, really respect that. I appreciate that from them. I don't have to instill that in them. Salute to the Patreon, everybody who still supports the Patreon. And salute to my Discord server, man. We had a few incidences in there. You know, some people left, some people stayed, some people decided to teeter the line. I decided to make a move to make people decide are they going to teeter the line or not. And I think the move I made definitely was the right one, because niggas ain't picking and choosing no more. But other than that, revamping it, because originally it was just to record my podcast. Then I made it a safe haven for people who were basically server homeless. And then we, you know, built a group and then it's left. But I think I'm changing it back to what I originally changed it for, I'm changing it to a gaming, what's the name? Oh, no, I just might do another one. I might just do a whole new server. Keep that the way it is. I do a whole new server. Because there's a lot of female gamers that I know that we chop it up on in other servers. Like, it's like, I'm in this server with that person, these servers with these two people, that with these games. Like, we could just have a entity where we all just, you know, link up at one neutral place to where I don't have to be going bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong all over the place. But that's it, man. Actually, no, this is not the season finale. I'm lying, y'all. I just wanted to scare y'all. Just needed to chop it up with y'all. Give y'all an update. The season finale actually will be live. I'm going to be live streaming that with my new green screen, actually, too. So, shout out. I got the match-up green screen, actually. So, shout out to that. I'll be green screening. And that's about it, man. I spoke about everything, basically, what I'm doing, right? Stocks and bonds, gaming, streaming. The new business deal. Yeah, that's about it. The new merch deal. That's about it, man. That's about it. So that's the update for me, for now. Until next time, man. Y'all know, stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. And I'm outie. 5000. Peace. Hey, that's the end of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Please share. And if you want, join the Discord community. But until next time, peace.
changing.